Paul, Justin Gray here with the Alexandria Fisher Report for February 25th. This past weekend, we had walleye and northern season close up for the year until this spring. And now the ice hoses, the big permanent ones, will need to be off this coming weekend. And so for the most part, people kind of wrap up their ice season. You know, their mindset is just that get ready for spring and ice season is kind of over with. But what I'm here to let everybody know is some of the best panfish in the entire year is coming up in the month of March. And it's some tremendous fishing and for the big bluegills and crappies. And the snow kind of melts off, so we have some of the most beautiful weather and easy travel conditions once that snow melts out there coming up. And all that fresh water from that melting snow runs in the holes and gets a lot of oxygen in the water, and fish start getting ready for, you know, up into the shallower areas. And they're easier to target, and fishing just is excellent. You want to concentrate on these shallow areas, you know, maybe 10 to 12 foot of water coming up here. They'll be progressing up that way. As of right now, they're still kind of on the edge of those basins that I had talked about last week. And I'm still starting down in that deeper water and then working up breaks to the shallower stuff. Some lakes, you know, maybe with some water flowing through it, are already pushing up into those shallow areas. That's kind of the progression we're going to have over the next month. You find these areas and drill a whole bunch of holes, and I usually start from deep to shallow and kind of work back and forth, and just kind of work the wood locator up and down until I start reading some fish. And once you read some fish, then you want to figure out what they want to eat. But for the most part, I've been just tying on a green and black toad. This last weekend, we were in some clear water, and the blue and white was one of the best lures out there. Just blue and white, number 12 toad, with a couple of eel larvas on there. And it was actually, you know, you could just put a wax worm on there too. They were biting very aggressively. And a lot of bluegills, a lot of crappies. Just because the ice season's kind of wrapping up for permanent houses and walleye northern, there's some excellent fishing, so I'll keep you up to date on that, and I'm Joe Sierra. Have a good one.